Eloquently speaking, he laid on the tracks. How was it that this one slipped through the cracks? Thoughts of black, hope was gone. A life taken too soon, a son, a brother, a father is gone. Alone, he died alone on the tracks. Why did I have to feel the impact? Why would anybody want to die like that? Why did I have to be on that train? Can't get those visions out of my brain. And for the conductor of the train, my heart hurts for him. I feel his pain. What did the enemy hope to gain by destroying this man's family, sending so much pain? My heart is full of disdain, a righteous indignation. It's about to rain. My objective is to break every chain, exposure, education, and awareness. I have a hatred for Satan. It's enormous. How did he think that he would get away with this? Listen closely while I try to make sense of this. Loneliness doesn't mean that you have to end this. Depression doesn't mean that it will always be like this. Reach out for help, no matter how bad. Your situation is not helpless. Yes, I understand you may be homeless, but you made it this far. Continue to be fearless, because inside of you, I see a whole lot of greatness. And the love you have inside, it's tremendous. So let's talk about a contingency plan, top of the line preparedness, someone to talk to and help take away the sadness, the numbness, the feelings of bitterness. This is not a time to be careless, because you are here because of this. God has a purpose. God has a plan. If you feel like taking your life, please dial this number. Please, if you can. 1-800-273-8255. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Eloquently speaking, and that's that piece.